trip, but let the place burn down.
Okay.
Or do.
If it does, I won't tell you.
If it does burn down, I don't want to know about it.
My goal this weekend is to leave something upon you. Some epiphanies. Some ways to maybe train in your box. A way to develop your box. Ask me anything. Man, we've made a lot of mistakes in the past 2 years at GSX. You want to ask how we use our chalk buckets? Ask me. You want to ask how we design our pull-up stations? Ask me. We've got a plethora of information we want to transfer to you, so just ask at any time. I'm open to you.
We had gone over and looked at a building for somebody. I used to run a bar and a restaurant and had stopped doing that for about 3 years. And somebody said, hey, we'd like to come let you look at this building, see if you think it'd be a good bar. So, you know, they're looking to do an investment. I said, yeah, sure, we'll go take a look at it. They leave, and Jason and I are standing in this room alone. He goes, man, this would really be a cool tumbling studio. And I'd already had people kind of chirping in my ear about it, and you know, you ought to open your own thing. So we did, and we affectionately referred to it as the cave. It was a dive. I don't know why anybody came in this place. All we taught were skills and drills there, and most of it just tumbling-based stuff. Did a little bit of cheerleading stuff. We called it the University Cheer Club. So all of that developed into GSX. And you know, we didn't know a damn thing about CrossFit when we opened GSX. And we built it from the ground up. I mean, we designed it on a napkin, gave it to an architect. You know, he made a little bit better drawing of it. Had beautiful curved steel metal in it, much like that Harbor Bridge back there. Architects love to spend money. We didn't have that kind of money. We had to sit back and say, now look, we're not building a $3 million building. We have to value engineer this a bit. And we did, you know. But we kept the heart of our idea in this building. And we bought 3 acres of land with the intention of selling 2 acres to make a little money off of it. Help pay down some of the debt. We had a pretty decent business performer put together, and then we decided to do fitness, you know, what we thought was fitness. Bought $100,000 worth of Cybex equipment, put it in our personal training gym, and 6 months after we opened up, old fireman buddy of mine came up and said, have you heard of CrossFit? No, I hadn't heard about it. So we looked online, looked at it, had a pretty good laugh over it. I mean, our first reaction was just one of, you know, this isn't a workout. A workout in 7 minutes, 3 minutes, it's a joke. It had elements of gymnastics, which really intrigued us. But when we did the workout is when we had the epiphany. And, okay, well, how do we break down what we've built here in fitness in our company and do real fitness, functional fitness, CrossFit? So anyway, long story short, we decided to bite the bullet. We sold the equipment for a loss to a rehab center in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. We begged my dad to come down and help weld together everything from GHDs to platforms to the chin-up bar. Dave Castro and his crew were coming in January for our Level 1 Fitness. And when they did, you know, we launched CrossFit right after that first Level 1 cert. Kind of building up everything toward that with our mail outs and handouts and hey, this is what we're going to do. And literally in the first 2 months, our fitness program had quadrupled from what it had been. We started getting the CrossFit faithful first. Then people started hearing about it in our community. You know, it'd be really funny. I'd have a lady come from a tennis group at a country club and, you know, how do I get something to lift my butt? How do I lose weight? You know, the normal questions you get. We'll say, well, how would you like to get fit so you played a better tennis game is what we would tell her. And then it would just turn into, well, not only she was coming, but her friend was coming, and then 10 other of the fitness members from our, you know, their country club were coming, and it was all the tennis group and then all the golf group. And basically, it, you know, it came down to, hey, we love this workout. Hey, these are some pretty high-end people. We were a little shocked that, you know, they would want to come in and basically have the snot bubbles beat out of them, you know, in a workout. 100 tire flips with a 300-pound tire, are you kidding me? That kind of thing. And we were following programming that was very similar online, but we knew we had a lot of newbies, so we didn't want to kill anybody. And we were still learning how to scale that stuff, you know. So, you know, we played with it. We made it work for our group and our community. Went from there. As far as running the box, some of it has been obviously trial and error, but that's in any business. There are some things that we've done really, really well at, and there are some things that we would go, why, what the hell were we thinking? Why did we do that? You know, we've learned to hire people properly. I'll tell you what's really, really funny is that we opened that box. In the first 6 months, Jason and I worked literally, and I mean this to the most literal extent, 14-hour days, 7 days a week. We taught all the tumbling classes. We cleaned the bathrooms and the toilets, all four of them. We vacuumed the entire gymnastic area, which was 7,000 square feet. The taekwondo, we got vacuumed by the gal that was upstairs teaching taekwondo. We did all the birthday parties on the weekend, not mainly because we couldn't hire anybody to do it. We were just worried some kid was going to break their neck out there jumping on the trampoline. You know, so me and Jason and two high school kids who are now in college, they come back and visit quite a bit, and a desk lady ran that place for 6 months. We were so tired, so exhausted, and so beat down that we just, you know, we had to sit back and revamp. Go, okay, now look, this is not being a good businessman. This is killing us, killed our relationship. I mean, because we were just constantly like, my God, you know, when is this going to stop? You know, we couldn't drink enough beers to calm down. Didn't get to see my kids until 9 o'clock in the evening, tuck them in bed at night. And that doesn't make the wife too happy, and I don't blame her a damn bit. Especially when you got three kids and their ages are 12, 5, and 4, you know. And we had all this business that we were trying to catch up with. I mean, we thought we'd have 6 or 7 months to kind of tweak the building a little bit. We thought we'd have time to say, oh, well, we'll do this when we can get to it, you know, or when it needs to be gotten to. Well, crap, after the first month, it had to be gotten to right then. Our clients just started coming and coming and coming. The idea, the thought of our idea just blossomed. We didn't expect it to take off that quickly. So we weren't ready. We didn't have a game plan. We played catch up for a year. When we caught up to it, and then we started realizing, okay, well, we need to hire better. We need to get our standard operating procedures put together. The SOPs that we've sat down and discussed and that Jay's written, our employee handbook, has saved so much trouble. I mean, how to get a Band-Aid, to how to handle an emergency, to how to put the toilet paper in the rack. I mean, it just took care of so much crap that we no longer had to watch over and micromanage. I mean, here we are, honestly, in Australia. We've got our facility director here with us as a reward to her. So we've got our kids back there running the shop. We've had, in the past 7 days, all of our classes going as usual, our taekwondo going as usual. They're getting ready for another national competition that we'll return to when we get back. We've had birthday parties rolling, parents' night out rolling, payroll's been handled. I mean, that's crap we couldn't even dream of doing when we first opened that business. You know, I remember my first private lesson at GSA. We went through the elements class, and I was working with a lady who she's a little larger, and she'd already lost 60 pounds doing a group program with some people and changing her diet and food, and did the elements class because she told me, she goes, look, I don't think I can do CrossFit. Just don't think I can get in there. Well, let's find out what you got. And we worked with her, and obviously we're going to baby step her in some of it, and some of it we didn't have to. And she came back to me after a couple of weeks, and I said, I want to put you in the classes. Let's try a class. And she did a class, and, you know, in her mind, God, I survived it, right? In my mind, I'm going, you did a great job. You know, it's not where you've been, it's where you're going. And 2 months later, she came back after working out in the classes, and she had just returned from a vacation. And she walked up with tears in her eyes, you know, gave me a great big hug and said, Tucker, I got to share something with you. Yeah, what is it, you know? And she goes, for the first time that I can remember, and that's going back a ways, I was in the pool, and I reached up, put my hands on the pool, and lifted myself up out of the pool and sat on the side of the pool. Well, you know, to some people, that may not be a very big deal. For this woman, it was a big deal. And she was emotional and crying and excited, you know, and wanted to get to that gym to share that with me. That's bigger than me. That's bigger than her. I mean, you know, little things like that.